Assassin Kate, 51.
Dirty Deed, 66.
Sinister 6.
Frizzy Borden, 12.
Sheera Cachets, 8.
Esther Tuff, 61.
Coots Deluxe, 41.
Just Dewey, 11.
Antigen, 244.
Shocker Khan, 2-1.
Baby Cakes, 86.
Tenacious Taffy, 16.
These aren't just any Bettys. These are Garnet Grit Bettys, the nitty gritty black Bettys of Southeast Alaska, the meaning of true grit. And this sport, it's not for everyone. Faint-hearted need not apply, unless you want to develop skin of steel and power to match. This is roller derby.
Yeah, Skatie Bright from Juneau clocked me quite a few times. She got me in the throat once with her shoulder. Hurt pretty bad.
That's team captain Erica Kooks Deluxe Smith. She's talking through a mouth guard. Some other sports that require mouth guards: football, boxing, and hockey, just to name a few. Roller derby is like a combination of all three, plus roller skates and a propensity for fishnet tights and hot pants. Shauna Baby Cakes Buna started the Bettys a year and a half ago. Baby Cakes says the sport can be brutal, but it's not just anything goes.
It is full contact, but there are limitations, there are rules, so you can't like elbow somebody. A penalty is use of forearms. You can use your shoulders, you can use your hips, you can use your butt, and just you have to be really elusive to get around, but no dirty plays.
So how does it work? Well, there's a track. Refs in black and white stripes line the middle and outer rims. They keep track of the jammers and the pack.
You'll see that we'll have two jammers, one from each team, and they'll have the stars on their helmet. And their goal is to lap the pack. So each time they come around the track and come through the pack and pass four opposing players, that's 4 points. And you just keep going and going.
In a nutshell, the jammers from each team try to skate full laps around the track. The pack is made up of both teams, and its sole focus is to stop the opposing team's jammer.
Get two blockers together, and they get their booties together, and yeah, there's no getting through that.
And those blockers will stop at nothing to block. They smash into each other, slam each other out of bounds, and give each other stares that could turn you to stone. But roller derby wasn't always like this. According to the National Museum of Roller Skating, derby first appeared in 1935. It was the brainchild of sports promoter Leo Seltzer of Chicago. He envisioned a roller skating marathon, a test of endurance, with two teams skating against each other. In the years before World War II, it morphed into the contact-heavy sport that it is today, with the most infamous teams skating before crowds numbering in the thousands. Back in the 30s, teams were often male-female. Now, it's definitely a female-dominated sport that blasts through gender stereotypes as hard as it does opposing teammates. Maybe that's why it's so popular in Alaska, where life is tough and the chicks are tougher.
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, they're just like, wow, just horrible.
Kay Larson is the mother of two such chicks who just happen to be on opposing teams. Older daughter Little Lisa Larceny skates for Petersburg. Younger daughter Laura She Ricochets Johnson skates for the Bettys.
Well, I'm the youngest, but I'm bigger than her, so usually she still won. So now it's time for some payback, I guess.
Mom Kay Larson says she's not sure how or why she became the queen mother of Southeast Derby.
I can't remember, but it was like a really bad infection that started spreading through the family. Now we've got sons and grandsons and sons-in-law and granddaughters. It's like, I don't know what happened. Like I said, I thought I raised them really good.
That infection is spreading throughout the state. With teams in all of the major cities and many small towns, it doesn't look like derby will be slowing down anytime soon. And that is just fine by derby sisters Lisa Larceny and She Ricochets.
But it's great.
It's so much derby is so much for the love of it. And it's a shame anybody that doesn't get done going like, that was the best game ever, no matter what the score.
No matter what the score, yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
They say that even though the competition is fierce, Derby isn't just about winning. It's about skating with some of the coolest and toughest kids on the block. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.